Now let's turn our Bibles. It's 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. Now, what he's prepared for us. People are missing what he's prepared for them. Number one, and it says that love him. Now look what it says in verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen. We can't see it with the natural. Ear has not heard, neither hath it entered in the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that what? That love him. When you lost your first love, there's nothing prepared for you anymore. He prepared this, that he's going to tell us what he prepared for. Eyes not seen, ears not heard, neither hath it entered in the heart of man, the natural heart, what God hath prepared for them that love him. Now, but them that love him, that's called us and we, incidentally. But God hath revealed them unto who? Now, when you look at the Bible, look what us, that means the writer here is Paul, of course. And he's talking about him and his comrades and companions that traveled with him and the church of that day that loved us. But God hath revealed them to us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. The Spirit does. What is it we're supposed to be hearing? He that hath an ear, let him hear what? Not the gossip downtown. Not what somebody's got that's angry. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say to the churches. He that hath an ear. Now we gotta have that ear. Now it's not the natural eye. It's not the natural heart. It's not the natural ear. Cause eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man what God's prepared for them that love it. But what is it? But God has revealed him to us by what? His Spirit. Now I counsel you this morning that by his Spirit, he speaks to us, and if we don't have the Spirit of God in us, he can't talk to us. We lost connection. So we got to have God's Spirit in us so we can talk to him. Otherwise, we can't get a hold of him. Now, let's read that again. But God hath revealed them to us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. So the Spirit of God that's in us searches out the deep things of God. And you can't have the Spirit that's within us without his love. Because the Spirit is a love, Spirit of love. It's the Spirit of God. How many knows who God is? He is love. God is love. So we can't have the things of God. Eyes not seen, ear can't hear it, I can't see it. We can't get it with the natural heart, but God revealed them to us by his Spirit. It's important that everybody be filled with the Holy Ghost. It's important that everybody be filled with the Word of God. The Word is Spirit also. John 6:63, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are Spirit and they are life. See, God wants to give us life. He wants to give us Spirit. He's breathing it out. He's wanting us to be able to understand. And he's wanting to talk to us again. God wants to talk to you again. God wants to talk to me again. He wants to talk to me in the morning. He wants to talk to me tonight. Yeah, he wants to talk to me along the way. And they said, did not our hearts burn within us as he talked with us along the way? If we walk with God, we got to walk. Matthew 7:24 says, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man that built his house upon a rock. And when the rain descended and the floods came, the house stood because it was builded upon the rock. Our experience will stand if it's builded upon the rock. But we got to hear and do. Hear and do. Now what makes us do? Love. Huh? Love. Love. You know, love is a wonderful thing. It'll keep families together. Huh? It'll keep communities together. Love. It'll keep us in God together. So now we've proved here that it's revealed to us by the Spirit. And how do we get that? Romans 10:14 said, how can they hear without a preacher? How can he preach except to be sent? I have to be very careful that no one is sent. Because you don't want just anything in this pulpit to be sent to you to hold your revival. And I don't want to be that in just anything that comes dragging through. I want the works behind me. I want to see the works that God has used me to do. I want to see the works in you, and your pastor wants to see it. And everybody that really loves God in the church, they want to see you prosper. They want to see you being held.
They want the joy to be in your heart and in your life. They want your spirit, soul, and body to be filled with the power of God and the glory of God. I tell you, we all with open face beholding as in the glass the glory of the Lord. What happens to it? We're changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3:17 and verse 18 is what the new scriptures are.
See, we change and be like Him. Boy, when our nature changed to divine nature, people begin to look. Huh? I don't know how many people, but there's a lot of people got saved just because I changed. They just couldn't believe it. And possibly there's some of you here that's people changed into the image because you changed. Your next door neighbor, the fellow down the street. I remember one of them was a man that worked with me. I would cuss and carry on, and then all of a sudden I got saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and I come in, and he began to ask me about this. What happened to you? And I began to tell him about it. He'd work along with me there. He was my helper in a metal shop. And he would just cry. Then I left that job and went somewhere else. And years later, I seen this man coming down the street. His name was James Irby. And I said, he's different. I could feel it that distance. He run right up to me and he said, guess what? I said, you got saved. He said, I got saved. My wife got saved and got filled with the Holy Ghost. After he died and went on to be with the Lord years and years later, I went to pastor a little church for a little while at Sullivan, Missouri, and one woman was sitting in there. She came to me after the service and she said, are you the brother Buckner that used to work with James Irby in St. Louis? I said, that's me. She said, I'm his wife. He's dead and gone on to be with the Lord, but thank God that you won him to God. Thank God, she said, because now I am a Christian. She went to the church where we pastored there for about a year. And you see, I like to see things behind us. And you could, everyone that's sitting here this morning, you can have a witness behind you that you know what God has got prepared for you, and that you have what God has got prepared for you, and that you will use it for God and God's glory, and you will be blessed, and those around you will be blessed. The church will be blessed, and where you work will be blessed. A woman came to me one night. I noticed in the revival she looked down all the time, just down. After the service, she came to me. She said, I'd love to do what you preach. But she said, I can't. Said, everybody on my job is a sinner, but one. I said, that woman, and she said, it's hard to work there. It's hard to work there with the people. It's hard to work with the boss. He's contrary. Everything's wrong, going wrong, and I'm a nervous wreck. I don't know what to do. I said, go get that one that's working with you that knows God. And I said, you can start praying in your lunch break. And your breaks, you start praying. And so she done that. And about 6 months later, I was in St. Louis preaching revival. And she was there. And she come bouncing up there. And she said, guess what? I said, yeah, I know. You got that woman to pray with you and things have changed. She said, everything has took a complete turnaround. And her husband wasn't saved and he even got saved. I'm going to tell you, God is in the saving business. But we got to get this power working. We've got to get what God's prepared for us working on the inside of us. I weep when I think of these things. You know, the children, they wept when they remembered Zion. I weep when I remember the church 30, 40 years ago. I've been preaching 55 years, and I remember how it was 55 years ago. Man, you had packed out churches. You had people running to the altar getting saved. And I had 127 saved in one revival. It's amazing. Then they all began to get the Holy Ghost. And then they started them a church. Wasn't no church in the community. It was way out in the hills. And there wasn't no church. They got a church going. It's still going today. That's been 45 years ago. Now let's go a little further with this. Listen to what I said. God's revealed it to us by His Spirit. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. So no man knows it except the Spirit of God in you. I don't know it either if I don't have the Spirit of God. No man understands it without the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost breaks up our fallow ground. It puts us back on track. It puts us talking with God. And it even puts him in first, number one. Number one. Let's go just a little bit further with this. Which things also we. Now, we and us and they and them, I explained this last night, are two different things. Romans 1:28. Now, listen, turn to that real quick. When they're speaking of they, that's somebody outside the church. But when they say we and us, or these writers such as Paul and Peter, Jude, James, John, they're talking about we and us, that means us. I hope every one of us is in the us crowd tonight. But in order for us to have real fellowship one with another, we have to all be joined to God in the Spirit. You know, my sons and my daughters and all of them are blood relation, but they need to be joined in the spiritual realm. You know, we don't go to heaven on somebody else's credit. Huh? Listen now what he says here. They, now not us, not we, they, huh? They did not like, I want to get this over to you. They did not like to retain God in their knowledge. How many's turned to it? Romans 1:28. They, who's they? That's this world's bunch today. Don't you wish it was all in that kind of a mess? Huh? Somebody said, does the world bother you? And I don't mess with it. Huh? You don't have to bother with it if you don't mess with it. Huh? See, some of my children, yeah, get in a mess once in a while. They all got straightened out now, but they get in a mess. I said, well, you got in there, you get out. I'm not going to mess with your mess. Sometimes we get to messing with somebody else's mess and we lose out with God ourselves. Don't do that. They did not like to retain God in their knowledge, so God turned them over to a what? He cut them out. He turned them over to a what? A reprobate mind. To do what? Just go ahead and do what you want to. And that's where it's at today. God's turned people over to a reprobate mind all over this nation. That's why you hear every few days about 40 people got shot to death. Little children grew up and got shot to death. A reprobate mind. Somebody said we need to get rid of the guns and the knives and the dynamite and the this and that. No, we need to get rid of the reprobate mind. We need to get saved. The soul is what gets saved. Come on, the spirit man gets born again. But then James said to receive the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. As long as you're on that word, it'll save your soul. Now, let's go down this a little further here. Now, we have received not the things of the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. Now, the reason that it's important so we know what God's given. There may be somebody sitting right before me here that doesn't have any idea what God wants them to do. So then you're lost. I don't know what to do. I'll tell you what to do. Hit that altar. Get back to your first love. Huh? Because this devil will separate you from everything else. Verse 13, which things we speak, not the words of men's wisdom, teacheth, but the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So then we think on the things that the Holy Ghost teaches. I'm in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, 13, and 14. Now verse 14, it tells us, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. For they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. See, I can't reach him without the Spirit. I can't know what he wants me to do. I can't have my first love. I'm O-U-T. Out. I'm out of touch with God. What a condition. Now, let's go just a little further. Verse 15. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. But verse 16. Now, we're talking about us and we, not they and them. Verse 16 said, for who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we, that's us, we have the mind of who? Well, Philippians 2 and 5 said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
So we have to allow it to be there, and we all have the same mind. We have the mind of Christ if we're in the we crowd and the us bunch that's connected with Peter, Paul, and the church in general, the Spirit-filled church. Now, they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, so God turned them over to a reprobate mind. Now, let's go over here to 1 John. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15. Mark it down. Read it. You'll know the truth. The truth shall make you free. John 8:32. Listen what he says in the 15th verse. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So he's unhooked. If you love the world. Remember what Jesus said, Peter? He's going fishing, you know. He said, you love me better than these? Do we love him better than the things that we like to do in the world? See, our love is, we got to get back to the first love. Verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. So you unhooked with God. Verse 17. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Now, verse 19, I really want you to mark this and get it. They, now it doesn't say us, it doesn't say we. Huh? I just want to do something right now. When we say we, when we're speaking of church terms, that means we all together. Us means us, church people, with the same thing. We have the Spirit of God. We have the Word of God. We have the power of God. But they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. Who is they? That's all the homosexuals and all that junk that's going on out there. That's they. They didn't like to retain God in their knowledge, so God just turned them over to a reprobate mind. Do whatever you want to. And you know what they're doing? They're carrying on all kinds of ungodliness. Murders, and that's, if I had time, I could preach an hour on that right there. Now, let's go just a little bit further to 19. They went out from us. You know, the prodigal son, you know what he done? He went out from the father. But when he's down the hog pen, he was not of the father. He was a son, backslid son. But one day, out in the hog pen, so hungry he could eat the husk with the swine, he came to himself, it said. He realized where he was at. And he said, I know what I'll do. I will arise and go to my father and I'll say to my, I'm going to get hooked up with him again. Even the servants in the house of my father, they got plenty to eat and they got this and that. But I'll say to him, I'm not worthy to be called your son. Just let me be a servant. How many knows when he went home, the father didn't even pay any attention to what he said. He said, bring the best shoes and put on his feet. Bring the best robe and put on him. Put the ring upon his finger. My son that was lost is found. He was dead and he's alive. I want you to know God wants to resurrect the church. And he wants to resurrect the members that's in the church today. Not just here, not just in Donovan, not just in St. Louis, but everywhere. He wants a resurrection to take place. Well, the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Now listen what it says. They went out from us. You've had people that's backslid here, no doubt. This church's been here years. They went out from you, but no longer was they of you. They became they instead of us, part of us. We prayed for them. We loved them. It might have been your son, your daughter, your friend, your loved one, a good friend. You loved them. But they have to come back and join us. See, I can count myself right along us with you. You know why? Because I feel a lot of spirit, a lot of good spirit here, and I know you got God in your heart, so that you're part of us. See, part of us is being part of Peter, Paul, James, and John, and mainly Jesus. It's his body. Get that? They went out from us, but were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. If they'd have been with us, they'd stayed. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not of us. That's really plain, ain't it? The reason they went out, you know, you get people that gets huffed up in church once in a while. I hope you don't have that here, but I ain't never been no place that didn't have that I know of. but get huffed up just a little bit.
And they go out. Well, they done that to prove that they were not of us.